100.7 WHUD. It's Tuesday, the 9th of June, and it is 8:16 with Mike and Casey.
Yeah, and WHUD getting back to normal, and so is the family medicine practice of Dr. Robbins Gottlach. After the pandemic, which he said brought a lot of pain and misery.
We've had a lot of terrible things happen with coronavirus and a lot of patients being badly hurt, but I'm so relieved that the numbers are coming down and our communities are becoming safer and our practices are ready to help people who have any medical needs at this time.
And what about the family that hasn't been to the doctor in 2-3 months? What is your best advice as to how they should proceed now?
I think it's very important for people to get their continuing maintenance for their medical problems, whether they have chronic medical problems or whether they need just routine preventive care. This is the time to get it. Our offices, for example, are doing everything we can to make sure the office is safe for the patients, for our staff, for our doctors, and we're able to give these services that people need. What worries me a lot during this time is people haven't been getting routine vaccinations, which could create small epidemics of other diseases that might surface at this time. And these are preventable issues, and there's no reason people should have a problem because of this coronavirus with other parts of their health.
Is there an urgency to people getting into your office and getting updated?
You know, I don't want anybody to be panicked or feel like that they need to come in for the wrong reasons, but I certainly want people to know that it's not healthy to postpone routine health care that they need or follow up on known medical problems they have. You know, one of the big concerns during this pandemic has been that we haven't seen patients in the ER, for example, with heart attacks and strokes because they unfortunately have chosen to die at home, essentially. And we see the same thing in our outpatient offices. Some people were so fearful for coming in that their health has deteriorated, and that's not what we want to see with any of our patients. We welcome them to come back in and restart their health care.
And what kind of specific steps have you taken to make sure it's a safe process for everybody?
You know, it's very important to us that we have the top safety and can protect our patients. We screen patients before they come in. We ask questions on the phone to make sure they don't have any active symptoms would be consistent with coronavirus. In those cases, we work with those patients by phone and video to help get them better. But we only bring patients in that we know aren't actively sick. We mask people and all of our staff members when the patients come in. We practice social distancing. We bring people immediately to exam rooms so they don't have to be around others. And then after they leave, we have a very strict cleaning process to make sure the rooms are back to a safe state when they leave for the next patient.
And this is going to be our new normal, at least for now.
Absolutely. You know, so much has changed, and we've had to change with it. So people will see these different processes. It might take a little bit more time and might be a little more intense, but we're proud to do this because we know we can protect the community. You know, I just want to reemphasize to people that these medical offices are safe and we can deliver care in a way that we can continue to maintain these low levels of coronavirus in our community. We want to be there for our patients to help them with any health care need they have.
There you go. Dr. Robbins Gottlach, he's very well thought of in the community, and we appreciate his time telling us the latest procedures and protocols at his office.
Yes, everybody, take good care of yourself.
Summertime!